It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. We're saying goodbye this morning to the man who conducted one of the most famous television interviews in history.
So what, in a sense, you're saying is that there are certain situations where the president can decide that it's in the best interest of the nation or something and do something illegal.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
That was, of course, former President Richard Nixon, shortly after he had resigned from office. He was being interviewed by Sir David Frost, a British journalist whose career would be defined by that 1977 television special. On Saturday, Sir David Frost died from what is suspected to be a heart attack. NPR's Nathan Rott has our remembrance.
The interview was taped over the course of 4 weeks, 2 hours at a time. It would total 29 hours in the end, but it wasn't until those last hours of that last day that Sir David Frost got what he wanted.
First time, only time he was late. He was always absolutely punctual, but he was 17 minutes late, and he had a little bit of that haunted look that he had at the time of Watergate actually happening. I sensed at that moment he was the most vulnerable he'd ever be, ever again.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
At the time, Frost back and forth with Nixon were the most widely watched news interviews in television history. They would later inspire a play, and in 2008, Hollywood rendered its own version, the Oscar-nominated movie Frost-Nixon.
Just so I understand correctly, are you really saying that in certain situations, the president can decide whether it's in the best interests of the nation and then do something illegal?
I'm saying that when the president does it, that means it's not illegal.
Frost had gambled big on Nixon, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to get the ex-president to agree to talk. And it paid off. Frost became an international star. But for British television watchers, he was already a bit of a known commodity. The son of a Methodist minister, Frost had found some earlier broadcasting success using an on-screen charm that disarmed interviewees and a quick wit that lent itself to satire.
That was the week that was. It's over, let it go.
That Was the Week That was a satirical news program that aired on the BBC. Think of it as a 1960s version of The Daily Show. It helped launch the career of John Cleese and many of the other men that would go on to form the comedy group Monty Python. Frost was the show's anchor.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello, good evening, and welcome. It was revealed this week that under Labour, the number of houses built has fallen, and the number of houses built that have fallen has risen.
Frost hosted a number of programs and game shows during his 50-year broadcasting career, and though the Nixon interview is the one he's most remembered for, it wasn't the only one where he put an international figure in the hot seat. In a 1969 interview with John Lennon and Yoko Ono, he let some of their more, interesting music help ask his questions.
Can you... What is that saying to us, John?
Hello. That's just saying whatever you want it to say. It's just
Frost would interview many iconic figures. Muhammad Ali, Mikhail Gorbachev, Nelson Mandela, and Orson Welles. That's just to name a few. But he always said that the Nixon interview was the highlight of his career. And it was a career that he worked until his death. Frost was working for Al Jazeera at the time of his death and was planning a new series with the BBC. He is survived by his wife and their three sons. Nathan Rott, NPR News.